This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, you're welcome to episode 3 of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. We're sorry we couldn't post any episode last week. My co-host Miriam was sick. She's been sick, and even right now she's just recovering, so please let's wish her a speedy recovery. Also, on today's episode, we're going to be reviewing episode Marianne
17.
Yeah. It skipped my mind. We're going to be reviewing episode 17 and 18 of Vincenzo. I already missed this drama since it will come to an end in few days time. We just have 2 episodes left. That's episode episode 19 and 20. Yes, I already miss Vincenzo. Like, it's still airing, but I miss it because I know after Saturday and Sunday, no more Vincenzo, no more mafia. Because it's such an amazing work. Like, everything is well done on this drama. So, Marian, carry on.
I'm so glad to be back. Like you said, I wanted to leave for some time. So, we're talking about Vincenzo 17 and 18. And, I really love. In fact, it was emotional. 17 was emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And 18 was bloody. There was no much killing. But there was no killing. But the action in it, like, you could see, like, it wasn't just revenge anymore. It was, I don't know what to call it. Did I say hard revenge?
Yeah, the real mafia, he
was
just...
So bad that he told them that the strategy he used in the team, I don't think anybody can beat that. And you know that Jang Han-seo, mm-hmm. the junior brother of Jang Han-seo.
Very cute guy.
Like a mumu. That boy now.
He's smart.
That boy no be mumu at all. That boy.
He's smart.
That boy no be mumu. But he's very smart.
Yeah. I'm so happy he actually can differentiate good from bad. Yeah, that's why I'm so happy. Because
that lawyer wanted to just use him.
Yes. So he had to, hold on to Vincenzo.
I'm telling you. And he now sees Vincenzo as a brother.
Yes. that guy is so cute. I love the chemistry between him and Vincenzo. They are just so, this elder brother and younger brother chemistry.
we're already on episode 18 without 17. Because briefly on 17, there was really nothing much in 17 apart from the fact that he was really mourning. He cried and cried and cried a lot. I actually was almost in tears while he was crying. But in the midst of all that, he never allowed his emotions get to him to start acting stupidly or foolishly.
Yeah.
He made sure that he was in control of his emotions. And after the burial of his mom and everything, he then strategized. And he told the Jang Han-seo that, don't worry. I am now playing a game of chess.
Will you?
And right now, you have lost your calm. In fact, it was something else. It was epic. I love the fact that all his moves were just going smoothly. Seriously, if you've not seen episode 17, the most emotional scene ever, you need to see that scene. Like, you see that episode. The most emotional episode not seen. You need to see that episode. and episode 18. My best for last week was good. It was really very good. It was good in the sense that, like, well, like we've said most of them already, like the fact that he started like beating them to their own game, manipulating them into doing what he wants.
Yes.
He really showed that he was a mafia boss. You don't mess with a consigliere. And goes cut free.
Oh,
you guys.
Yeah.
Even when those things happen, the way you just change the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
The interpol that the lawyers sent, the other lawyer that became the prosecutor. You know, I can't tell that lawyer was foolish too. Like he was allowing that other female lawyer, you make him use him. But I didn't know that he had his own plans too.
Okay.
The white female lawyer was planning on taking up the position of the chief prosecutor in a Nam Dongbu prosecution office.
Yeah.
And also not just that, she was also planning on taking up Uva Wusan, because that was, I think her plan was just to take over everything.
Yes.
While she was taking all those plans, she didn't know that this other lawyer too had his own plan. The only thing is that the lawyer is a coward. Like the sentence said, that a sly person is a coward.
He's not a straightforward person. He doesn't have, you know, this mind that Vincenzo or the female lawyer at Wusan has. He's just a very sneaky, sly person. His personality is disgusting, and he thought Jag Aswang's younger brother is stupid. So his plan was to use him. Was to use him to run Babel Pharmaceuticals. But I'm so happy this our cutie has sense. Yeah, it didn't work out. You know, episode 17, they left us in suspense at the end of episode 17. They made us think he actually betrayed Vincenzo. Many people were mad on Twitter. They're like, what's wrong with him? Why did he shoot Vincenzo? Why? They didn't know it was just his imagination. No, when he was at the hospital, yes, he tried making up.
I actually did too. How could he betray Vincenzo? He's not giving us the truth back.
Yeah.
You know, I was angry. I thought this guy is foolish. I tell you, what do you get from someone who likes to be controlled by everybody? Well, he's just stupid. That's his role. His role is to be stupid. He shocked us that his role.
I wasn't shocked. I knew they were going to do something. I knew they were going to do like a twist. Since there's no father figure in his life. So his elder brother, he actually looked up to abuse him.
And I knew he liked Vincenzo.
Yes, and I saw the connection.
No.
I didn't think that way. I knew there was actually going to be a twist in it. Since I know he's like a prophet, but he's not that stupid. He actually knows what's right and what's wrong. And when you look at his eyes, the way he looks at Vincenzo, you can tell that like, he knows that Vincenzo has a good heart. Vincenzo is actually fighting for good and not bad. Vincenzo is not a greedy person. So he just like has this natural likeness for Vincenzo. And he actually wish his brother, Jang Hansu, can be like that. You know, recognize him as a younger brother. And also, I was not even surprised when that twist happened in episode 18. And the flashback where he asked Vincenzo to shoot him was so funny. He started calling his grandmother.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Vincenzo will know that he will run it. He will run it clean and cleanly. Like he will run it in any way.
I want to quickly talk about. Yeah, I want to quickly talk about that. What's the name of that plaza where Vincenzo and other people stay?
Gunga Plaza.
Yeah, Gunga Plaza. You saw when Vincenzo gave his that secretary his card so all of them can go shopping. I love that entrance. Everyone was on black.
Yeah, they came out of the crew.
Yeah, they said, well, this is Cassano family. My mind, I said,
yeah, they call themselves the Cassano.
Yeah. My mind, I said,
you know, I was surprised even after that, like they all fighting and doing things together. Oh my god,
I love the relationship.
Like
yes,
yeah.
Like I love the family relationship. You know, when Vincenzo's mother died, they all closed down their businesses, you know, to follow mourn the mother. It's a beautiful one.
Initially they thought he wasn't even going to listen to them, like he'd be thinking that how can they even help.
Okay.
And there's no more they can do for them. But they stick to their own
words.
Yes. No morals, their own words.
Yeah.
And they need to block them. Yeah. So they can have time to fight with him. Oh well, they tried, really they did. And then after that, the part that shocked me was episode 18, like that, the last scene. Like the part I really loved. You know, after Luca came and he followed Luca.
Yeah.
I know that he's very close to Luca, but I also know that he feels like he loves the Cassano family for taking him in, you know, looking after him and bringing him up and all that. But I never actually thought that he was going to. Like, so he was going to abandon his, first of all, I didn't expect him to go, but when he now finally decided to go, I knew he was going to go out of loyalty. He's a loyal person. But I wasn't expecting him back so soon.
Yes, that twist, that's another interesting twist. It's another interesting, he should. He did the right thing by agreeing to follow Luca back to Italy. That's family is everything. So he went to save
his
family. Yes, yeah, a loyal person. So you know, when he came back, they were assaulting the people in that plaza. Who sent them?
I'm telling you, it's that man now, that politician guy. You know, they're looking for the guillotine file and the
gun. Yeah.
Down. So they call that girl, that security girl, that Mr. Trey. I don't know why he's always acting like a betrayal.
Because
I expected him that after knowing the details of that girl, he shouldn't have even given them the details of that girl.
No, they held him captive. They held him captive.
Yes, well, even if they held him captive, he was the one that still brought out the four names. He should have excluded the girl and given them only three names.
Well, it's.
So they can start going to look for the remaining three people and leave the girl in peace without giving them the girl's profile.
Yeah, maybe he did it when they held him captive, they threatened him and all that. But that's, by the way, I'm so happy Vincenzo came back. You know, when they wanted to hit his woman, lawyer Hong, he just, you know, Vincenzo appeared from nowhere. Oh my god, they asked him, we thought you were going to eat this, and he took care of it another way. I'm like, yes, that's my man.
I really want to know
the other way.
What happened?
They're going to let us know. They're going to let us know in the next episode. That's on Saturday.
Yes, they will. That's what I'm looking at. That's what they want. They want us to figure out. How did he come back and all that? Because Korean movies are very suspenseful.
Maybe, okay, let's guess. Maybe he contacted someone in Italy to take care of it for him. No, Vincenzo, he knows people. Maybe.
Yeah, he does. But before Luca came back, Luca should have known that there were people that would have been able to, Vincenzo would have been able to contact. So he wouldn't have come back just like that without calling.
I think the situation was out of hand. You know, sometimes when you find yourself in certain situation, you don't think right. Maybe the situation over there was out of hand. He wasn't thinking. Oh, his last thought was going to Korea to find Vincenzo, their savior. let's wait for episode 19 to see what actually happened. But yeah, our rating for my rating, let me not speak for Miriam, my rating for 17 and 18 is, you know, always 10 over 10 each episode. Miriam didn't like episode 1 to 4, but me, I've loved Vincenzo from episode 1 till this 18, and episode 17 and 18 didn't fall short of my rating. It's still 10 over 10 or 5 stars, or if there's anything more than 10 over 10, I'll give it to it, because everything, they're all good actors. Even the supporting actors, they are all good. The background actors, they know how to act. You know, there are some actors you see, you know, they are exaggerating things. You don't even feel what they are communicating. You don't feel they are acting. But everyone on this drama, Vincenzo, I felt everything. Even in episode 1, when Vincenzo came back from Italy and took that airport taxi, you know, they robbed him.
Yeah.
So down to the supporting actors, the background actors, they know how to act. They know how to carry their role well. And that part where he was cursing, like, Korea, damn you, Korea. That part is epic. We didn't even talk about it when we reviewed episode 1 to 14. Everyone was just staring at Vincenzo. Vincenzo didn't care. Damn you, Korea.
I'm telling you, that's all. Like, he really, no. Supporting the cast, everybody, they play their roles. And that's for me. I didn't really like it from episode 1 like that. Not that I didn't like all the scenes. Not that I didn't like some of the scenes. I did love some of the scenes, but I just didn't love some parts, like, that showed the whole fight between you know, that girl Loya Hong and her father. It was tiring.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I loved every scene Vincenzo was in. Well, because I've always known the guy is a good actor. But in fact, from the part where he bought the girl in his house, but that was like, loving it.
That's when I knew the show is going to be a good one.
Yeah. So, well, because it was well planned out. Before he even went to the house, he already put things in place to make sure that he dealt with Emilio.
Okay.
So, well, down to episode 17 and 18. Well, you're asking about my rating.
Yes.
For episode 17, I would rate 9 over 10.
Mm-hmm.
But for episode... Yeah, because I actually don't like things that make me feel so emotional. But for episode 18, oh my god, if there is 20 over 10, I would so rate that thing very high, because I love the revenge. I love the fact that Jang Han Suk cannot come out of his web. Look at the way he put him in prison. And make sure that he stayed there. Like, his connections cannot even bring him out.
I'm telling you.
The next one. I'm telling you. And I know that Vincenzo has a plan for allowing that other predator guy that betrayed them to come back into the plan.
Definitely. He has a plan.
So I know there is a plan. That guy is not just back to just be there to help them. Because look at him already saying, with all these things now, that Vincenzo trusted the guy from the onset and gave him all the evidences they had. Yeah. If they had his duplicate evidence, they would have used it back then. They never had any duplicate evidence, which means that the guy actually gave them a duplicate evidence coming back. Mm-hmm. So a bargain must have gone on. I'm very sure of it. That guy is not back to be on Jack Hansuk's
side.
Yes, but because Vincenzo must have done something that is making him back on the spot.
So maybe threatening him with something. Before we round off this episode, I quickly wanted to talk about something. I took note of something when Vincenzo went to his window to feed Nzagi, but Nzagi wasn't there. Please, where is our dear Nzagi? Yes, where is he? Or where is she?
I don't know.
Nzagi, come back to us.
He left the food there.
I just hope Nzagi comes back. He's their pet. thank you guys for listening to this episode of K-Drama Time with Vinve. We just reviewed and gave our rating for episode 17 and 18 of Vincenzo. And like I said earlier, I already missed this drama so much since it just has 2 episodes left, that's 19-20. And if you've not started watching this, seeing this drama, you should, because I think you're missing a lot. So thank you once more for coming here. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.